Well, right now, we are not seeing an increase in oil prices. We're seeing a decrease in oil prices as OPEC suggests they're going to maintain their quotas. They're not going to raise or lower the amount of oil they put into the world, which means there's still going to be a lot of oil in the world. Matt Salleh is Managing Director, Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. They do energy assets, $18.5 billion under management. Matt, what does this mean for prices? Right now we're looking at West Texas at $58.17, Brent at $62.70. Where do we go from here under these conditions?
Yeah, you know, the OPEC meeting last Friday was kind of a non-event, as expected. And what we saw Friday was the market breathed a little bit of a sigh of relief with confirmation of kind of no big surprise coming out of the meeting. In other words, you know, they're not raising their quota. And we saw energy kind of have a little bit of a relief rally on Friday and give some of that back today. So, you know, not an overly surprising, you know, result out of that meeting. I'll tell you, the tone coming out of OPEC was, out of the meeting, was generally positive. The member countries, I think, were encouraged by the strong demand we're seeing. And I think they're cautiously optimistic on oil prices. And that's how I would characterize our firm view, is cautiously optimistic. We've been telling our investors, you know, we're kind of looking for $65 to $75 oil by the end of the year. You know, so not up a ton from here, but a little bit of upside. And, you know, we're not calling for a return to $100 crude anytime soon.
Anytime soon. Let's put a finer point on that, because that seems to be the question. If we have, maybe we're in a new era where, there's just going to be enough oil that continues to get pumped, and there's more energy efficiency, and $100 barrel oil is a thing of the past, although anytime someone says that, it seems before you know it, we're back over $100.
Predicting oil and gas prices is a challenging business, but I think that we're in a pretty good environment where domestically the producers, the upstream companies, can make good money at $70 to $75 oil, heck, even $65 in some fields, with lower costs and more focus on operating efficiently. They can, you know, earn similar returns that they were earning at 90 or 100 when they were really just focused on kind of developing the fields as quickly as possible. So the upstream companies can make, you know, good money at those prices. And it's really kind of a Goldilocks scenario for some, for the pipeline companies in the U.S. We're seeing a demand response to lower oil prices, and production we think will continue to grow. So the companies that we own and some of our products like TYG, NTG and TTP and Torex, our open end fund focused on pipelines, really are seeing a nice benefit from this price environment where you're getting that demand response, but the producers will continue, we believe, to grow oil production.
What do you make of the huge surge in inventory accumulation, and how's that going to affect us?
Well, we saw a lot of inventory build earlier this year. Imports into the U.S. remained stubbornly strong due to the strong contango market in the U.S., where the future prices are higher than current prices, and you can make a lot of money storing oil. So we continue to see strong imports into the U.S. As the forward curve for oil has flattened out, we've seen the imports come off a little bit, and we've actually been drawing inventory pretty nicely over the last few, last probably 6 weeks. We've seen good draws on average, call it 2 million barrels per week. We expect that to continue for the foreseeable future, especially as we go through the driving season and demand continues to increase. Refineries are running full out. Refining margins are very strong right now, so they're trying to produce all the gasoline and diesel they can and meet the summer driving demand and commercial demand for diesel. So we think inventories will continue to draw down from here, but they do remain pretty high.
And those high inventories mean more supply. That could continue to press on prices. What about China? Their economy is slowing down. If the Fed starts raising rates, what does that do to U.S. demand from consumers and businesses? Matt Salleh continues from Tortoise Capital Advisors, taking stock, Bloomberg Radio.